foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford.
waver my chance to be one of the hive. Will I choose water over wine and hold my own and drive?
All right, boys and girls, that was not a little Incubus. That was a lot of Incubus. And if you know what an Incubus is,
it sounded like code.
It's kind of
code for something, but not in this because I love that group. And before that, we had a little Jerry Rafferty. I went old school. Baker Street, and of course In the City by the Eagles. That was for my best friend Christopher Ridgway, the funny man who was sitting right here because he wanted to hear In the City.
Yeah, none of that Skype chicanery like last week.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up Kids. It's 311. 311. That is, if you dial 311, mm-hmm. you won't get 411.
No,
they send you to some Indian station.
Would you like to make up a Ravi Shankar?
Well, how can I help you? Oh, I was looking for a number.
No. You need to send smoke signals.
You just went from an Indian person to like special ed.
I did. I know.
You totally did.
Anyways, welcome back to the Giddy Up, boys and girls. Oh, 312. We have plenty of stuff going on.
No, you got 311.
You did not dial 411. You dialed 311.
Hi.
Okay. All right, Christopher, you're live.
Yes. You caught me. You caught me on my shit's outbreak.
Do we just insult everybody?
I don't. You're number 8 in line. Your call is very important to us.
And,
at the Indian bakery where we have camel toe bread.
That is definitely code for something. Camel toad swissy.
I'm dying. You guys are tuning in. If you are, I know it's summer and everybody's out doing stuff, but this is going to be one of the funniest shows ever.
I am the funny man. I've been outsourced to India. We only had to pay me 3 rupees.
Ruples.
Yes. The other funny man costs way too much money. I'm a cheaper, economical, and I have PhD.
What is that?
He's a doctor of something.
I have CTS. That's camel toe syndrome.
Please call in. Because I cannot afford to go to Medford. I'm stopping this.
This might be our last show.
Oh my god, I hope my boss isn't listening.
Oh, good lord.
I was gonna say that.
Okay.
Okay. All right, I'm going to make fun of Italian people for the rest of the show.
Oh, well, you're Italian, so yeah. Why not? All right.
We can also make fun of the English, too, and
while
I'm at it.
We'll just make fun of everybody.
Yeah.
Even the Irish.
Yeah. We do that every day to ourselves.
We do. All right, Tina Marie, you got some funny news for us?
I do have something funny for
which
you.
Is nice.
This happened in Missouri. When he looks at you, I can't even look at either one of you. I can see you in my peripheral vision.
Oh, you have good peripheral.
Peripheral?
I can't even say that.
Peripheral? Just say Perry Farrell real fast.
Yeah.
Perry Farrell.
Perry Farrell.
There you go.
So, this couple in Missouri... 55-year-old man and a 40-year-old woman. They stole a lawnmower and rode it home naked.
After they went to Taco Tuesday.
Yeah. After their clothing was stolen while they skinny dipped. Sorry.
I'm gonna go poop now.
Had the bean salad for dinner. So they got caught because they parked the lawnmower in front of their house. Police just knocked on the door. Do you have ID, license, and registration for that lawnmower, please?
Nobody has license and registration for a lawnmower.
Well, there was an investigation, and it was determined that the lawnmower did not belong to them.
Yeah, because it said in big green letters, John Deere.
Yeah.
Herself, and I have to poop.
Oh, God.
There's 3 things in this world you can count on. Death, taxes, and fart noises are funny.
They are.
Oh, my God.
I am gonna pee myself. I think I just pulled a muscle in my neck. I'm laughing.
You have dialed into Fart Sounds on NPR.
Huh? That sounded wet. That was a trumpet.
That's what's great about freeform radio. You can play such artists as Colin Hay.
Okay.
Yeah.
My God, Tina, you're a professional. This story's not going to finish itself.
I finished it already.
Oh, well, wipe yourself. Oh, that's him.
Oh. I'm Anus Madness.
Anus Madness?
Yeah, that's my new radio...
It's Friday with Anus Magnus.
It's Friday!
Anus Magnus is in the house today and playing all the rock hits.
So now I know why we have no callers today.
What the?
Some dude in some of us like, wow, these guys are really deep, man. They play the deep cuts. And he's looking through his album collection. I don't think I have this one. Dude, who is that? I need to have it.
You know, it's that song that goes, ba-boom, boom, boom, It's the Fat record album. Yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but...
Would you like ketchup with that?
This is the latest... This is the latest hit by Yoko Ono.
You want to hear another story?
Sure. We'd like to hear one more.
Okay.
And then we're going to send it over to Christopher for...
For farts.
For farts.
Four farts. I think we're up to like 200 by now.
Yeah, I think.
Oh. Okay. I'm sorry.
So this woman.
Imagine if the guy who owns the license to the station is listening. This is what I'm paying for. Farts. This is what I'm paying for.
I'm sweating because I'm laughing so hard.
My God. So, that's the worst $75 I spent in my life.
So this woman found a human brain underneath a vacant trailer next door to her.
Excellent. Whoa.
It was the kind that you would see in, like, if you were going to see it in a museum, like in the glass.
Oh, so like, remember Young Frankenstein? Remember that movie?
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
You have an abnormal brain, so it was like that? In the jar.
It was in the jar.
Oh, wow.
So she called up her nephew, who is currently in jail on burglary charges. She called him up to ask him why there was a brain underneath the trailer.
Seymour, why was there a brain in the trailer?
Yeah, because him and his friend used the formaldehyde to make what's called wet marijuana. And they smoked it.
Yeah.
Yep, it's some new thing. So he got... he was already arrested. He was already in jail. But now he's going to be charged with possession of a human brain, which is highly illegal, apparently.
Excuse me, I have a question.
Wait, the brain's name was Freddy.
What do you...
I just wanted to call him.
Yes, Mr. Ridgway.
Why wouldn't you just get formaldehyde?
I don't know.
Would you just get formaldehyde?
Yeah.
Why would you get the brain?
Can you go buy formaldehyde somewhere?
I mean, obviously they did it, put the brain in it. Somebody bought it somewhere.
They stole it from somewhere.
You know what? You go to Amazon. They sell everything on there.
That's true. You're right. And if you're a Prime member, they ship it to you for free in 2 days.
Yeah, on a drone.
Yeah. Just a average evil meteor from out of the sky. And you know what's really funny? Is they say that, if you do it too much, you smoke the formaldehyde, it can cause brain damage.
He was hedging his bets.
That is so
Who's gonna do that?
Weird.
Really?
He did. This guy did.
You see this idiot like shoving the brain up his nose? I guess he made some brain sounds.
The brain's name is Freddy. Freddy the brain. They named it Freddy. brain. They smoked all the formaldehyde out of it. And now he's going to have brain damage.
Imagine your aunt calling you up.
I know.
What you doing with that brain in the yard? I found a brain under the tree. I know it's yours. Who's this friend you've been hanging around with? Your friends are no good.
They put a name tag on the jar and said Freddy.
Well, you tell Freddy to come back here and get his brain. He's no good without it. Stupid kids.
You kids and your brains.
You kids with your brains and your hula hoops. Those crazy fads. Yeah, I tell you, I'm too up here like an old transmission.
I'll scramble you like an egg. I'll flip you like a flapjack.
He has his hands in his pocket when he does that like the old guy.
And I'll smoke you like a Pall Mall.
Hello.
Goodbye.
It's station management politely asking us to vacate the premises.
You think? It might be.
On a permanent basis. So I'm Danny, and you're listening to The Lounge. I'm kidding. Danny was saying that with love. We just want you to get in trouble, not us.
All right, Christopher, you want to take us away with the wheel of... the wheel of music.
Yes, yeah, so... as you know, off-site, we spun the big wheel because the wheel won't
fit
the studio. So,
and landed on 97.
We were out
1997.
We were out on the grounds that was known once as Paragon Park.
Whoa.
Which is a vacant lot, so we could fit the wheel there. It's like the size of a roller coaster for all the gears. So, yeah. Okay. So, there's a lot of good stuff on here. Some I wouldn't call alternative. So, we're looking at the alternative hits this week in the year of 1997, as we said previously. First one is a band that Paulie and I both like to vomit over.
Wow, that's loud.
Yeah, it's loud because it's the Dave Matthews Band at number 20 with Trippin' Billies.
Wow.
Folks, it only gets better.
And you know the joke that I told you.
Yeah, when you were bartending. Yep.
When I was bartending in town.
Yep.
Yeah. I've never been surrounded by more black people than the Dave Matthews Band.
Yeah, you told me that.
At number 19, From the Color and the Shape, a Giddy Up approved band. The Monkey Wrench by the Foo Fighters.
Oh, yes.
Of course.
What a great song. I'm going to let this one play out.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, I think we're going back into the crap barrel because... this is what a band I love to make fun of, with that stupid fat lead singer with his stupid Abe Lincoln beard. Smash Mouth, Walking on the Sun.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't stand Smash Mouth.
If you like Smash Mouth, that's exactly what's going to happen to you. Pauline B and I will come to your house and smash you in your flipping mouth.
You ain't kidding.
So from here, it's going to get a little bit better. At number 7, Listen. No, that's the name of the song. Listen, Collective Soul.
Love Collective Soul.
You know the old joke, what do you call a woman with two black eyes? One that didn't listen the first time. Ooh, that was bad.
Ooh, that was
Who
bad.
Who said that?
You
gotta be outsourced too. At number 16, the lovely, the talented, and the Canadian, Sarah McLachlan, with Building a Mystery. Great video. She looks real cute in it. I had no idea what she said. I would just turn on the volume and watch her in the videos.
You couldn't pay attention to the music.
Not that bright.
Not that bright.
At number 15, 311. This is they're from their first album, Transistor.
Yep.
Kind of their breakthrough. Had a nice little career. Can still see them, still touring.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. One of my favorite songs coming up at number 14. It's a band called K's Choice. Unfortunately, they didn't do much after this. It's a song called I Am Not an Addict.
Really?
Is that Amy, what's her name? You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, no.
That died from a heroin addict.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
Winehouse, thank you.
Great band. Sublime.
Love Sublime.
Brad Newell, only album that he ever had and never lived to see it.
Man, they would have been a huge... They would have been like...
It'd still be around now.
They would have been like the Rolling Stones, honest to God.
They would have been, yeah. You'd be able to see them today in the stadium, I believe. I'll tell you what's really nice about this album being released was that, you know, Brad Newell, who wrote, played guitar, sang... It probably got his daughter a pretty nice little nest egg, because his daughter was like 18 months when he died, and yeah. Then they released the album. She's, you know, heir to it. Wow. We all know this one.
Sad.
Blur, song 2.
Woohoo!
All you hockey fans. The next couple we don't have any clips for, which is unfortunate. 11, Last Night on Earth by U2. Number 10 from one of those crappy Batman movies, but a great song. The End is the Beginning is the End by the Smashing Pumpkins. At number 9, Do You Know What I Mean by Oasis.
I know you love Oasis. Maybe, of course we do.
Maybe DJ Polyby will play some if your kids are good.
I might.
Now, I love this song because it taught kids how to count back in the 90s. 6 Underground by the Sneaker Pimps.
Oh.
A 1-2. A 1-2.
I used to play that a lot.
I love this song.
A lot. Definitely.
Get groovy.
6 Underground, yeah.
That makes sense.
I used to play that a lot. One hit wonder.
Yep.
Whatever.
Yep. At number 7, Bob Dylan Jr., or Jacob Dylan, with his little band of friends, the Wallflowers, from Bringing Down the Horse.
Sure.
Great album by the Wallflowers. It has like one headlight on it.
One.
3 Mile Lane.
One album, right? Yeah. The Wallflowers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then he said he wanted to take it back a little bit. He didn't, you know, whatever. Not my favorite song at number 6. Not my favorite band, Tonic, If You Can Only See Her. If you like them, that's cool. But I just think it's...
You don't like Tonic, really?
I only like it with vodka. Now, if it was Kettle and Tonic, I'd be all over it. At number 5, they had a nice little run in the early to mid-90s, Live from York, home of the...
I love Live.
From York.
Love them.
This one's called Turn My Head. Not surprised they weren't bigger.
I am surprised as well.
Yeah. They're still touring too, and you can still see them.
I'm going to play some Live.
At number 4?
I'm going to play it live as well.
Oh, very good. Play it on skin flute. At number 4, Semi-Charmed Life by Third Eye Blind.
I play this.
Good song. What was that song they had? Graduate. I used to love that song. You know that one? Can I graduate? Love that line. At number 3, this band had their 15 Minutes of Fame. Hence the title of their album, 1459. Lie, Sugar Ray. You could not escape this song this summer of 97.
You couldn't.
No.
Absolutely not.
It's a number 3. Peak position was number 1.
Played every 15 minutes on every radio station.
A band that actually opened for me is next. The Mighty Mighty Boston's.
Yeah.
The impression.
Here we go.
Dickie Barrett and the Boys.
That's right.
Dickie's now what? The announcer on Jimmy Kimmel Show.
He has been. Since the beginning.
He's a character, Dickie Barrett. You know what I used to love? The guy didn't play an instrument. He just dance on stage. Remember him? And he'd be out of breath after the first song.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That's all he did was dance.
Best gig.
That's all he did.
I do not call this an alternative song. I do not call this an alternative band. I am protesting it. But Billboard says it's number 1. We're going to give it to him. It's Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, I know. That's, like I said, not my favorite. Some good stuff, some stuff that's mediocre. It was kind of, you know, a marketing thing. Alternative was huge, so if you wanted to get airplay, you were marketed as an alternative rock band, and I don't think they're alternative. There was nothing alternative about that pablum that they were playing. It was as alternative as Eye of the Tiger, for Christ's sake. Yeah. So that is the year. Hey, thank you. That's the year, well, 1997.
Thank you, Christopher, our funny man, who is now our music man as well. and he's given us, you know, musical, I guess, history.
I'm a musical historian.
Because we spin the wheel every week, and it's great.
Hey, there's something else that I found online. I don't know if Amy's calling in, so I'm going to do a little street beat right here for us.
I don't think she is.
I wrote a song for her, and I was hoping she'd call in. Can I still sing it?
You wrote a song
for
her? She's
calling with the street beat. Dun, dun. Amy Nakba, Amy Nakba. She'll tell you it's a me. Dun, dun. It's Amy Nakba, Amy Nakba. Don't, 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 don't. I didn't write any more of it. That's it. She's calling with the street beat. Bow, bow.
What? It's a little guitar solo.
Yeah. I hope there's no guitar solo.
There's a... Do you want to do a fart solo?
We can absolutely do a fart solo.
From the album Flatulence by Colin Jones.
Yes.
So I found this online. It's a friend of ours. Actually, a couple friend of ours are doing a fundraiser. It's called the Cambridge Summer Reunion Party, and it's at the Malden Moose. Featuring the greatest comedian to ever come out of Austin, Mr. Lenny Clark, and also Dave Russo. And that looks like it's the Malden Moose Friday, July 22nd, which is tonight. I thought, you know, being friends with Dave and knowing Lenny, that would be nice to mention this.
He's out of his mind.
And that's why I no longer eat at McDonald's.
Legend of Giddy Up brought to you by the Happy Meal at McDonald's.
All right. Boys and girls, it is 3:36 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up. You want to take us out? Tina Marie.
Actually, there's a guy knocking in the window. I think he wants to take us out.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm choking.
Who is?
I'm choking.
Oh.
I have to do it with fart noises.
I have a medical problem. It's a condition.
All right.
You ready?
All right, I'll shut it off.
You can keep it on. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We'll be right back, boys and girls.
Think.
I'm not afraid to
Well, you can sing, Chris, if you want.
Well, that wasn't me, was it?
What?
Thank you.
Welcome back, boys and girls. That was some serious Zeppelin for you, boys and girls. Happens to be my favorite band of all time. When the Levee Breaks, and then before that, we had some Selling the Drama by Live, which is an awesome, awesome, great song. Yeah, and
great album, Throwing Copper.
Yeah. 3:48 in the afternoon. Welcome back, kids. Unfortunately, we are going to have to leave in about 10 minutes or so. But we want to say our goodbyes, as we always do. I'm going to give you the weekend weather, okay? Real quick. And it's going to be... It's going to be swassy.
Swanky.
It's 95 degrees right now in the state of Medford, Boston. But tomorrow is going to be just about the same. Partly cloudy, hot and humid, same thing. And then on Sunday, which is my pick of the weekend, it will be hot, but, you know, a little muggy, but it's going to be what I like to call peekaboo clouds. Wow, it just got really
sunny.
Isn't that funny? Sunday is my pick of the weekend, so you guys want to barbecue and have a family day. That would be the way to go on Sunday. So, anyways, we're going to say our goodbyes for right now. It's only 10 minutes away from the end of the show. I will pass it over to Christopher, our funny man, and you can say your goodbyes, buddy.
Yeah, a couple things I do want to bring up, being that today's, what, the 22nd? So
it is.
So, yeah, so between now and next week, we're going to miss these birthdays. So I do want to wish happy birthday to a couple people. Number one, on our hearts and on our minds, turning 107, Mick Jagger on July 26th.
107. Yeah, he's married to a 29-year-old woman.
Yeah, and he's about to have another kid. I think he's going to be 72 or 73.
And that'll be his, like, ninth kid.
His eighth kid.
Yes, eighth or ninth, yeah.
Eighth.
My God, his great-grandchildren are older than... His great-grandfather will be... Great-grandkids are going to be older than his kid.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. That is crazy.
God bless him.
Yeah.
Wow.
How can you conceive that? So, yeah, happy birthday, Mick Jagger, on July 26th. Also, a happy birthday to Queen drummer Roger Taylor. And another happy birthday to a friend of Polly and ours. A very giddy-up birthday to Malden Zone took... Oh, no, I'm kidding. Malden's own extreme lead singer, Gary Sharon.
Oh.
That's right. Our buddy, Gary. Well, happy birthday. Now I have to play a song.
I think we get time, right?
Yeah, I think we have time.
Just song, play we'll do goodbyes again.
My favorite song from them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mama. You're up.
Thank you all for listening. Have a safe, wonderful, awesome, fun weekend. And shout out to Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, and Christina, who we're going to see tomorrow after a month of them being at camp. Can't wait to see my girls. Miss Emily and my favorite cat in the whole entire world, Zoe.
Who you were really pissed off about this morning.
Because when she jumps up, she always jumps on my head. You know that.
I know.
She doesn't jump on his side of the bed. She jumps up on my side.
Anyways, I would like to say thank you all for listening in, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here. We appreciate you and love you. And... as I always say, We're going to take a 166-hour break. Always be a rock and never roll. As Zep. As my good buddy Bobby Plant always says.
Bobby Reed?
Yes. Always be a rock and never roll, kids. And stay Boston strong. Please. Always, always, always. We love you guys. Thank you for listening in to the Giddy Up. And we will see you in 166 hours.
Seconds. We'll be back and I'll just...
Yeah. Second. Wow. What the hell? We love you guys. We'll see you next week. And have a great weekend and summer. Because there's probably nobody listening in to us. But
and if you are, our apologies to every single person.
If you are, you missed a great show.
This is like an art school project. What is it? We're doing what's called deconstructive art. We want everyone to hate us. I'm kidding. We love you.
We love you guys.
We kid because we love. It's all in jest.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. We love you.
Happy birthday, Gary!
Exactly.
Is all-